Australia overnight, violence towards women. Our political leaders need to stop just talking and acting and doing something about this surge of violence against women urgently. But there is, of course, things that we can do as well. Why do some men act this way? And the role of every male is to help contribute to stopping domestic violence. To explain more, the unbreakable farmer, Warren Davies, community mental health and recovery expert, joins us on Australia Overnight. Hi there, Warren.
G'day, Pat. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. If I can start by reading this blurb that got sent through to me that made me sort of think of you, and it's written by you, I think. As a husband, father, grandfather and father-in-law to seven amazing females, the spate of violence towards women makes me not only fearful but also embarrassed and ashamed that the safety of women in Australia is not a given right. And, Warren, we should be embarrassed and ashamed, shouldn't we?
Yeah, look, it's actually a really challenging, as a bloke, it's a really challenging topic. You know, it's on one hand, I'm really fearful. Like I've got a 2-year-old granddaughter that's got to grow up in this world, as well as three daughters and three daughter-in-laws that are, living in different parts of the country. And just there was a moment the other day. I was actually in Melbourne, and this fella approached my daughter, who's got a beautiful dog, and he wanted to pat it. And I just all of a sudden had this feeling, and that's not the way you should be. Like, we should feel, as every person, including and definitely women, should feel safe in our streets.
Yes, yes. You know, you remind me as you tell that story and say how challenging it is for men. I had a call, of course, it's been on the agenda and should be, lots of discussion around how we're going to tackle this complex problem. And a male called on the talkback line and said, he had an example of his neighbour, or he knew somebody where the bloke was being abused by, back in history when he was a boy or something. So I just was so uncomfortable with this call, Warren. I'll tell you why. So you can point to one or two examples and, this guy, she was doing this to him. I mean, why would you even think that? There's such a big problem here that, women are being, murdered by men known to them. And to come out and say, yeah, but what about this one example or whatever, which also should be addressed. But exactly. I don't know. It just really made me think, are you missing the point here? Or is it just me?
Yeah, no. And that's it. And that's why it's a really complex thing. The reason why I feel complex as a mental health advocate, the thing is not all – I suppose not all mental health issues bring to bear violence against women. That's one thing. And in the media, this, epidemic, if you like, is being labelled as, as a mental health problem, which it is, right, to a certain respect. But what then worries me is that we're going to create another epidemic because, men that are just struggling genuinely with their mental health are going to be frightened to stick their hand up and ask for help because they think they're going to be labelled as, a domestic violence perpetrator. But, the problem is huge. This many women dying in our country at the hands of, their partners and people that they know and men is just, we really, as blokes, we've got to stand up and we've got to, not be that so masculine, I suppose, person and say, look, we're here to protect you, but, just stand up and say in our society, that's enough. And we're taking a stand as well because it's for the benefit of us all, really.
Yes. And a good point there, as you say, because it is, this reference to mental health, we don't want to create this problem where blokes are frightened to say anything, exactly what you're saying, because they'll come back and say, well, that means you're going to do this, which is obviously not right. So do we know, we say here that men have to stand up and call it out and do that. So do we know that will, what am I asking? Would that help? Is it a cultural problem? Like, is this, because I'm thinking, let's just do what will help fix this. Is that going to help fix it that we just sort of, if someone is aggressive at the dinner table to someone or says something, putting somebody down, we say, oh, hang on, that's not on. Is that a good start?
That's a great start. And that's one of the things that really needs addressing is, I suppose this toxic masculinity that's in our country, and you know, behind under, you know, there's a, you know, it's a, I suppose we've got to really I'm just trying to think of the word, but you know, combat those traditional gender norms that, you know, that, you know, men are meant to be masculine, but beneath that lurks this, you know, these harmful behaviours, and that's what we've got to call out. And one of those things is, you know, like if you're in a workplace or in your community, and gone are the days, you know, where, you know, demeaning comments about women and that need to be kind of knocked on the head, because yes, it might be just an innocent piece of banter, but it might also be this underlying toxic masculinity that's going to lead to other problems if we don't call it out. Well, then, you know, and obviously that's like most of these things, that's a tough conversation to be that person that goes, no, that's enough. If we band together and all stand up against this, I think that's a great start to be able to combat this problem.
Australia Overnight, 133693. Warren Davies, the Unbreakable Farmer, Community Mental Health Recovery Expert, joins us on the program talking about the surge of violence against women. You mentioned masculinity. Is it always that? I'm thinking of one case in particular, sort of really, you know, I'm so keen to really try to work out what we can do to help this. But, you know, more of an obsession, and, you know, a female has been compassionate and nice to somebody who's then it's evolved into this obsession, and then it's resulted in that terrible end result. That doesn't strike me as masculinity thinking, but is that sort of underneath that where blokes think they own the female? Is that because we... because of a mindset? Is that sort of that's such an unclear question, but Warren, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, like, and this is why it's so complicated, because there's so many, you know, there's a lot of a lot of emotion in this debate, and we're trying to find what are the issues that are causing it, and it's multiple. Like, these murders against these innocent women I'm a strong believer that they're a failure of the system as well. You know, in a couple of particular situations where these men have been long-term patients of the mental health system, and that system has not only let them down, but let the women that have been murdered down. How has it got to that stage? And, you know, but it's understanding that toxic masculinity, because it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a man. And that's that's kind of part of what I'm talking about here, is that, you know, to feel ashamed as a bloke's not a good feeling either, because of what's happening. But, you know, that glorifying that dominance and aggression, and, you know, harms both men and the people around them. And we've just got to understand that a little bit better as blokes, and I think as groups, you know, and calling your mates out. And, you know, and one of the things I talk about a lot in my presentations is about understanding your emotional intelligence as well as a bloke, and know that, you know, where have we fallen down as a society to believe that violence is the answer, and you know, particularly against women. And that's, I know it's been some stats have come out in recent days of, you know, this has been a long-term thing in our country, but maybe we've needed to have, you know, taken action on it a little bit earlier than when, you know, 29 or 30 women have died in our country.
Yes I'm sure many listeners are also thinking, they're listening to Warren and Pat chatting on the radio, but we have to make the point, don't we, Warren, that politicians and the system, you talk about the mental health system, but also the, you know, bail, that example in Sydney of that, and I won't give any names or anything, but I think, you know, that guy shouldn't have been out in bail. He was a bad guy and did a lot of bad things, and anybody looking at that sheet would say, you know, you need to stay locked up and you need to keep away from this girl. But for some reason, he was out. So we play our part, but also politicians or lawmakers have to play their part too, Warren.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's a lot of, like most situations with anything, everything gets lost in bureaucracy. And, you know, they're plain and simple cases that, you know, it's a real sign of that the system's broken, and for the safety of others and themselves, like, and you know, there's some really clear indications where some of those events have happened where the person shouldn't have been out on the street. But I think the system is that stretched and that broken at the moment that, you know, or we just let them out until, you know, the next court date,
yeah,
or
right.
We can't keep them locked up in hospital. I could name, you know, four or five suicides in our community, like in the communities that I work in, that, you know, if the system had been working properly, those people should have been hospitalised and kept safe from themselves. The same works with this system as well, where people are, you know, they're getting arrested, they're getting taken to court and then let out on bail, and that's just a real sign of a broken system that needs addressing, you know, by our governments, by our politicians, and, you know, and I think it's been clearly demonstrated by all the people that have been protesting that's, you know, how the people feel as well. And
yes,
you know, I think change has got to come. And you know, I really hate to say this, but if anything good is to come out of this, is that, you know, we create change for the future going forward.
Yes, yes, 100% agreed. And I'm a big believer of having what they say, you know, the courageous conversation, the fact that we're talking about it, and whatever your opinion is, you know, you talk about it and sort of you toss around ideas and just get it into your mind. But as you say, if we can create change, but there is sadly people whose lives have been devastated and lost, friends and families have been affected by this, and it's sort of it's too late for them and their families. But moving forward, let's just try to do something about it, Warren.
And I think that's actually doing a speaking at a gala dinner in Hervey Bay on the weekend, and the it's raising money for Small Steps for Hannah, which was set up by Hannah Clark's parents, and Hannah and her kids were murdered by their by her estranged partner back in 2020, I think. And you know, that's, you know, they're the kind of events that, you know, there's people like Hannah's parents have now turned that tragedy into something good, where they're, you know, really advocating for law change and for policy change and making sure that, you know, things just don't get out of hand like they have been. And you know, so I'm really putting my support behind something like that, where hopefully in these recent, you know, these recent tragedies, that, you know, once the grief and the all those emotions, the anger and all that dies down, that they can hopefully use what's, you know, the tragedy in their life and hopefully turn it into the good and advocate for these, you know, for what needs to happen. And that's, you know, policy change and the pressure on the government and the politicians to make change.
Good on you, Warren. I know you've done exactly that too, your own personal life experience being the unbreakable farmer who was almost broke, but you came back and built back your life. That's your story, and you're helping others. And we always love having you on the show. Warren Davies, community mental health recovery expert and the unbreakable farmer, thanks for being on Australia Overnight.
Good on you, Pat. Thanks for your time.